Hello, IROC Space Radio listeners. This is Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns of Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, giving you a first look at the space industry's who's who. We'd like to welcome a guest that is disrupting 60 years of aerospace by building the world's first 3D-printed rocket with 100 times fewer parts and in less than 60 days, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the 3D printing revolution. Who in the space world are you?
I'm Drew Hess. I'm the head of our mission management and customer programs team at Relativity Space.
What does that mean? What do you do all day?
My team and I serve as the primary points of contact for our customers who've chosen to launch their satellites into orbit with the world's only fully 3D printed launch vehicles. That means on a daily basis, I'm engaging with customers around the world to define their mission requirements and make the plans necessary to get their satellites on orbit safely. In this business, we only get one chance to get it right. So we spend a lot of time simulating events before they happen and getting ready for the big day.
Nice. We have seen spaceflight history made within the last couple years. What's something that you've witnessed at the ground level before the world saw it happen? And what's something you're excited to see happen in your lifetime?
Well, I've been fortunate to participate in some engineering firsts that have resulted in the cost of putting stuff into space decrease. In 2014, I watched as we streamed data from the first propulsive landing of Falcon 9 over the Atlantic Ocean. It was hard to believe we did it, but that was the beginning of a new era that led to a huge increase in launch capacity by not having to make an entirely new rocket for every flight. We've seen that idea catch on, and there are now many examples who are benefiting from that novel concept. Just a few short years later, I helped lower the barrier of entry even further by commercializing the rideshare model for satellites. Why buy all the seats on the bus when you only need one?
Brilliant. And the lifetime achievement?
As launch becomes more and more reliable, I'm excited to see travel times shrink to a fraction of what they are today. Can you imagine launching off the opposite side of the world only to land just a few hours later for what otherwise would have taken days to traverse?
Yes, that's like the hypersonic technology we reported on in IROC Space Radio News.
I think rockets will facilitate point-to-point transportation of people and goods in a way we could have never imagined before.
Can you share a day where you looked around at work and realized this was a special task force you were a part of, doing a special work?
Yeah, it was a really special day once when I visited New Zealand to talk with their space agency about a customer satellite I was trying to launch who was planning an on-demand service for shooting stars. And we needed to navigate the spiritual obligations of the Maori people of clouding the skies with these lights. I walked out of that meeting thinking that I have one of the coolest jobs ever.
Wow. Now, what's the most stressful event you've ever had at work, or the craziest thing that made you think only at this office?
Well, in the times leading up to launch, you might get a last-minute request from a VIP, maybe, say, from another country who's arriving last minute by his helicopter, and he needs you to grant him access to the Air Force base to make that landing. Well, not all things are possible at the last minute, but trying to jump through hoops and work with the State Department to make arrangements sometimes creates stress that is pretty unique to our industry.
Oh my, was there anything crazier than that?
One day during my time at SpaceX, I was walking past Morgan Freeman interviewing Elon Musk and thought to myself, what kind of dream world am I in right now?
Okay, then. I asked for craziest. You answered with a mic drop. In New York, they say you're not a newbie once you can give subway directions. Was there a day at work you realized, hey, I'm not a rookie anymore?
I often find myself at the front of a room with a bunch of PhDs trying to poke holes in my story. And at the end of the day, when I can walk out and feel like I did my best and I'm presenting work that's interesting, that doesn't have a bunch of holes in it, I feel really amazing and like I'm part of something special and truly am building on the shoulders of giants that helped get us here. And we're just taking it one step further from there.
So true, and well done. All right, you're used to all kinds of pressure from all kinds of launches, so let's see how you handle some real pressure from our rapid-fire fill-in-the-blanks. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
At work, I'm known for
distilling complex topics into digestible descriptions that help people understand the essence of what we're doing without having to understand all the minutiae behind it.
I love it. You speak layman's terms for us non-rocket scientists. My advice to tomorrow's generation looking to do what I do is...
Get out there and build something with your hands. By building, you see theory and practice, and you begin to have insight on how those things can be designed better, where to take risks, and how to get something across the finish line.
I'd like to be remembered for
bringing a zest for life to creative engineering and genuine curiosity and knowing how to have fun along the way.
The music that gets me rocking and I'd like to hear on iRock Space Radio is
Go by Public Service Broadcasting.
You heard the man. Let's play that next. Our special thanks to Mr. Drew Hess at Relativity Space.
This has been Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at the space industry's who's who.